music there from the computer game Black and White, which our trends guy, Alan Neal, told us about last week. It's the game where players are given the role of a god with worshippers, a creature to control, and the responsibility of keeping his world alive. Alan tried the game himself last week and didn't fare that well. This week he chats with Black and White players like... Part 2 of Alan's Look at Black and White airs after the 7:30 news right here on Ottawa Morning.
Are you a blessing or a curse? Good or evil? Be what you will, you are destiny.
Last week, our trends guy Alan Neal brought us the story of the hot computer game Black and White. It allows players to try their hand at, well, playing God. Gamers are given...
Running by going the route of good... The game doesn't tell you what you should accomplish, the player just imagines and decides. And this concept really excites Jonathan Mack. He's in computer design at University of Toronto, and he's written a number of articles about computer games being art that we can find deeper meaning in. And he says that in some ways, Black and White ushers in a time of what he calls bi-directional art, where the game designer leaves so much up to the player that his imagination ends up being in charge of what he sees. Not unlike the way that your imagination creates images watching great films, like, say, Psycho.
Hitchcock never shows the actual knife going through the girl. All you see is the blood and the shadow. That's it. What this forces the audience to do is conjure up the image in their own mind. And usually, like, the imagination through the mind can be a lot more powerful than just a simple image. In the God games, the player is forced to imagine what he is able to do. You know, it's almost like the manifestation of this imagination on the screen. And if you think about it, you know, this has a lot of implications in terms of art, because you can see what the gamer is feeling just by looking on the screen.
Now, it's interesting. Eternal balance is at stake. The game designers, though, have no intention of ever allowing kids to get bored with being a god, though. There are tons of modification sets available where you can now download football fields for your villagers and tattoos for your creatures. So if you go to the CBC website, we'll have links up to some of the sites available, including the one designed by our 16-year-old evil Nexia god, Lee. But so far, John, the big attraction for both good and evil gods seems to be in, brace yourself for it, designing in detail your creature's bowel movements.
Ooh.
I don't know. I think I will leave the world of God gaming to those infinitely more qualified. You know, I never really liked cleaning up after a little Lhasa Apso puppy, so the idea of cleaning up after giant tigers and apes, even virtually, makes me quite happy to be mortal.
Well, a very mortal Alan Neal back next week. Thanks, Alan.
Thanks, John.